Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio, where you can hear the hottest independent music in the world and a couple remixes play. So, what we do around here is we do interviews, play the hottest music, and we show got the hottest host.
Yeah.
So, let's go ahead and get into it. So go on, kick back, get you a drink, do what you do,
yeah,
and enjoy the show.
Let go.
Hey. Where you at? Where you at? Where you at? Where you at?
Land.
Where you at?
Family.
Where you at?
Your.
Where you at?
Yeah.
Monstrous Radio.
Yeah, so what's up? What's up, everybody? Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio. That's Monstrous Radio Live, you dig, for all you new people. You dig, it's a blessing that you're here because you made it through the weekend. There was a lot of things going on over the weekend. Man, oh, man, oh, man. Like I said, it's a blessing. You still here. So, hey, I'm DJ E-Monster. We just here on the Monstrous Monday to get y'all ready for the week. This right here is a lady that comes in with me. She is Miss Unbelievable. What's good, Mama? How you feeling tonight?
Hey, y'all. I was feeling monstrous tonight. How was you?
Well, you know me. I'm always trying to be monstrous. Or I'm trying to do something monstrous. So let me see. What happened to our background music? It ain't playing. What's going on? It's way back.
Finger. It said bye bye. I'm done right now. Play something else. Play something else. It wasn't long enough.
Right. It's way back. You're like a backup dancer, way in the back. All right. So, what's some of the things that we got going on tonight for the people? What's some of the things we're going to run down on Monstrous Monday?
Well, we got our Monstrous Weather Report around the world. We have who's up and who's getting fired. And we got some other, you know, what you do this weekend that make you go, So, yeah, stay tuned. We got something for you.
Sure do. So, all right, as I sit over here, I'm trying to find some of this new music that I got for y'all. Because I got a couple of new songs for y'all from over the weekend. Let me see. Matter of fact, I think I'm going to go with this one right here. It's Jeremiah and Ty Dolla $ign. So, you know what it is, Monstrous Radio. This is online music with the roar, where the underground artists are above ground and they're making quakes, and we got some of the hits as well. It is what it is. Let me get to this.
So, while he's getting to his office, check your remote, call us at 423-243-9649 and press 1, because, you know, we want to hear what you did. Let's just turn us in. Turn in the conversation.
Yeah, because I don't know what that was. I thought you just came down with a bad case of asthma or something.
Oh, really?
What the?
Really?
Yeah.
Hater.
Don't
hate.
Hey.
Just hater.
I thought maybe you got caught by that Canadian smoke. Let's just get to this new music. The Light.
Okay, cool. Not before I have to wonder if you let me hear.
We love
y'all. I
want
you to your doorway. Let's have sex. But not without the sprees, babe.
Okay, cool.
Not without the vacays, no.
Ooh.
You in Vegas and try my luck again. All your friends say you ain't really in love with him. Started off the hand and now I'm off the throne. Had to switch it up, I had to hit your phone. Can you picture us posted on the wall?
Can you picture us posted on the wall?
I put her to sleep and she woke up like that,
yeah.
Breakfast in bed, I order her for a snack,
yeah.
Then get to the bag, talking a big payback. Roll my wood and give her good.
Ooh, it's the way it goes.
without the foreplay.
Ooh, yeah.
Okay, cool. But not without the first date.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. But not before I have to wonder if you let me hear if I walk you to your doorway. Let's have sex. But not without the freeze, babe.
Okay, cool.
Not without the vacays, no.
Ooh.
Minnesota. Okay. Monstrous Monday. So I really don't know what I'm supposed to play next, so I'm just going to spin this right here.
Southside. What's up? What's up? Westside. What's up? What's up? Chi-town. You know what's going down, down, down. Southside, what's up, what's up? Westside, what's up, what's up? Chi-town, you know what's going down, 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 down.
All we need tonight is a little bit of love
again. Whole lot of water on, I need some oxygen. Whole lot of girls here, but you super thick. You should come and chill with me in this 50 gin. You ever been to Con Chick? Louis Vuitton Don Chick. Ball when we bowl, Louis Vuitton Brunswick. Nothing on the regular, the only thing that's regular. Nickname special, she ain't nothing regular. She know I like it, but I just can't put a ring on it. Then she let me put my thing on it. I swear it's so bad it made a nigga fake on it. Got me calling up the radio, I play my day.
My angel wings, fresh, yes, expensive kicks. It ain't tricking if you got it, no, baby, benefits. I'm looking so cold, pockets so swole. Running from the po-po's, head me up like no doughs. And I got my rose gold, falling like rose gold. Old school momos, folks in the mo-no. Baby, I'm a flick, shine slick like so glow. In a Cadillac, and I snap like fo-show. Jealous ass nigga, almost hit a head of no bro. I swear to God, he ain't finna hit her no more. And she glad she ain't know a Cadillac could ever move this fast. Ride down King Drive, now she's free at last. I'm gone.
Most shots of Patron, and I know you don't usually blow, but I got a little Phil Jackson to put us in the zone. Oh, really though, I just met your girlfriend through really though, and now that she's gone, let me tell you what I really got. A little Cheryl Lynn and some Julio, and girl, it's going down. Now somebody play my jam.
Know I got my link and my black mink on,
Hollin' at shorty, cause we gotta get up tonight, it's going down, down, down. And we back in the bar, trying to get a drink on, know I got my link and my black mink on, mink on.
Yeah, Monstrous Radio Live. You know how we do it. Hey, I'm just trying to bring it in a little smooth because, hey, it was a rough weekend out there. That was J-Man. It's called You Don't Know, featuring GLC and Kanye West. So yeah, that's not for y'all. But, you know, right now the tension is high in every city. So I think I had to play a little something to bring y'all down a little bit, help y'all woo-saw. I know this ain't kind of a cafe, but still, woo-saw coming in off that weekend. So I what's the monstrous radio weather report looking like now? People, if you're new to the show, we used to have a weatherman. We used to pay him in food stamps and canned goods, but now he thinks he's too good to take them. And when I catch him, I'm going to bust his ass. But for now, we have to do it ourselves. So are you ready to do the weather report for tonight? She said, not tonight. Well, guess what?
I'm ready. Talking about we don't get in food stamps away, baby. I got those. I went shopping yesterday. Stop playing, bro. Stop playing. I got that weather for you. Listen up, y'all. So, in Minneapolis, it's 84. Now, remember, y'all, I go around the world, so bear with me. London is 71. Paris is 72. Atlanta, 79. New York, 78. California, 107. Dallas, 100. And San Juan, 83.
You wasn't playing when you said 107.
Huh?
You was not playing when you said 107.
Playing when I said 107. And it said it feels like 108. It's hotter. Talk about it's hot, but in Dallas, it's 100. I mean, it's heat. That's too much. And I got my food stamps worth all $250.
Hold on, player. I'm still tripping. You said 107.
I did. Yes, I did. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's in the mid-80s in Minnesota, and I'm trying to walk around the house butt naked. And they talking about 107.
Well,
really?
You butt naked with no socks or no drawers or no T-shirt. For real, if you was there, butt naked. Just not trying. You would be butt naked. Standing in front of the fans talking about, holla, 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 holla.
Let's get you some more music. This is from the hometown town. This is Juice G. It's called What You Want, Monstrous Radio Live. Wow, that's all I can say. Wow.
Yeah.
Y'all
know we know, man.
Y'all know we know. We live, y'all.
Next shit is a game.
Monstrous
Radio. Until motherfuckers start spazzing and shit. It's been a minute, but I'm right back. I swear to God, I'm right back. Yeah. Let's go.
Ain't the type for that petty shit.
Nope.
Y'all keep the fuckery.
I
stay away from the misery.
Yeah.
That shit keep way too much company.
The fuck on.
Learned a whole lot from these past events.
Yeah.
I ain't gon' lie, that shit humble me.
I swear.
Playing with fire and the nigga got burnt. Ever since then I've been sucker free. Been saying you niggas can't fuck with
okay.
me. I swear I just do what they came.
Yeah.
Got more cash in my bag and a female purse full of shit. Heading straight to the bank.
That's a lot of
my
shit.
My OG said, say what you think.
Yeah.
Don't hold nothing back, nigga. Mean what you say.
Hey.
Same motherfucker that I praise your name, but the lame motherfucker throw a dirt. In your face, they hate my accomplishments.
Yeah.
That shit right there going overboard.
Yeah.
Know damn well, buddy, couldn't glide on a beat like this, even if he on a hoverboard.
Oh, yeah.
I'ma set a score for these pussies.
Yeah.
I'm a dick, only right to go raw on these pussies.
Yeah.
It's fair that I play hardball on these pussies.
Okay.
It's in sales to hit all of these pussies.
Yeah.
I'm not the type to be tested.
No.
Know that my words is a weapon.
I swear.
The minute you niggas start flexing,
yeah.
I show you a king and get reckless.
Yeah.
I'm saying this shit could get hectic.
Okay.
Once I'm in my zone.
Okay.
But you wanna overlook me.
Don't overlook me.
Bitch, what you want?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Look at little bitch, what you want?
Bitch, what you want? Bitch, I'm strong. I'm so strong.
What you want?
Yeah.
I'm in my zone.
Okay.
Nigga, don't overlook me.
Yeah.
Bitch, what you wrong. Hate is a deadly disease.
Yeah.
Let's keep it real. Most of y'all ain't got a reason to hate on the kid. That's what makes this shit is. They claim that I ain't got the sauce.
Nah.
Like it won't turn up for real. Better respect my shit if you catch my drift. Like a nigga fell asleep at the wheel.
Yeah.
Mama told me not to sell work.
Yeah.
So I just picked up a pen and started going berserk. Cause there ain't no love in these streets.
Yeah.
I feel like the plug in these streets.
Why?
Whenever they want that coke, I supply that dope when they put on the beat.
Yeah.
Got you where I want to ask.
Okay.
Stone cold the minute I hear a breaking glass.
Okay.
I'm in your face talking hella shit. You got me hella bent saying I ain't it, but your ass is irrelevant. Pardon my friends, but he can eat a dick. Got a clear understanding why I'm a threat in this bitch. Cause the minute I get up in this motherfucker, it's fair. Niggas' confidence and their conscience start to come. I'm not the type to be tested.
No.
Know that my words is a weapon.
I swear.
The minute you niggas start flexing, I show you a king and get reckless.
Yeah.
I'm saying this shit could get hectic.
Okay.
Once I'm in my zone.
Okay.
But you wanna overlook me.
Don't overlook me.
Bitch, what you want?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Look at little bitch, what you want?
Bitch, what you want? Bitch, I'm strong. I'm so strong.
What you want?
Yeah.
Yes, I'm in my zone.
Okay.
Nigga, don't overlook me.
Yeah.
Bitch, what you want?
Bitch, let go. Let go, nigga. Bitch, what you want? This is what we
Joe
are doing,
gay.
Man. Bitch, what you want? Minnesota, stand up, baby.
Alright, so check it out. Juice G is going to be one of those artists I'm going to take over on the UK tour that I'm going to pass out as. I'm trying to think of what I'm going to call it. I don't know what I'm going to call it yet. But every DJ that I come across and a lot of the listeners out there are fans of hip-hop music, American music. I'm going to pass out artists for them to take home with them and to bump in their systems, and he's going to be one of them. So I, if you want to submit some music as I sit over here and stumble all the way through this. you want to get your music considered for submission, hit us up at monsterusradio@gmail.com. There is a fee that comes with it if you do get chosen. I'm just letting you know now. But in the meantime and in between time, check it out. This is Pax. He's also a Twin Cities artist. This is his track. It's called Bam Bam. We're going to open up the lines right after this and see what else we got going on this Unbelievable and this Who's Bumping Who and Who's Getting Fat, also known as the Gossip Lifestyle. Who?
Yeah. Whoa. Yeah. Yeah. That's fine.
Don't forget you can hit us up 424-243-9649.
Bam bam, bam bam, fake money flip like Van Dam. Bitches be calling me Cam Cam, black bandana, that's bam bam. Bam bam, bam bam, out in LA like a Ram. She do the splits on the cam,
yeah.
I post the shit on the gram. Always got a black bandana, yeah. Now I got the jewels like Santana.
Yeah.
Got my attitude from my grandma.
Grandma.
Bam bam, first
hey.
Name bandana.
Hey.
Finally found something that I'm good at.
I'm good at.
Don't like classy girls, I like her at.
Yeah.
Chillin' with your wifey, I'm just spitting facts.
Your wifey.
You don't gotta like me, still got the racks. Yeah. And my new bitch is the bomb. I'ma just call her Osama.
Hey.
Just for the bitch named Michelle. Guess you could call me Obama.
Hey,
she be smelling like Chanel and she get neck like a llama. Pull up in that all black, like I'm reppin' Wakanda.
Hey.
Bitch got me harder than bamboo. I'ma go swimming like Shamu. Doing shit that you can't do.
Hey.
Plug on me so it came through.
Yeah.
Plug walking like Rich the Kid.
Bitch.
You niggas still smoking mids.
Wow.
Models trying to have my kid.
Yeah.
She told me slide so
yeah.
I slid. My bitch too bad, you can't handle her. I break her heart, yeah, damage her.
Damage
I got codeine in the canister.
Yeah.
Out in the hills with my manager.
Wow.
Crossing dates off the calendar.
Better days ahead.
Black bandana, that's what's on my head. Price going up, got a bad chick in my bed.
My bed.
Name in your mouth, I replace that shit with lead. Ask me for a handout, I delete the thread.
Boom.
Wanna link with me now?
You just want me dead.
Dinner time, I'ma need a steak. Hopping and whipping, accelerate. I drop a hit, then we celebrate.
Wow.
Life is so stressful, I need a break.
Yeah.
Virginia black, I don't need a chase. Hit from the back on the first day. We going up on a Tuesday, then do it again on a Thursday. Bam, 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 bam. Make money flip like Van Damme. Bitches be calling me Cam Cam. Black bandana, that's Bam Bam.
Yeah.
Bam Bam, Bam Bam.
Yeah.
Out in LA like a Ram.
Yeah.
She do the splits on the cam.
Yeah.
I post the shit on the gram. I'm always got a black bandana. Yeah, now I got the jewels like Santana.
Huh. Yeah.
Got my attitude from my grandma.
Grandma.
Bam Bam, first name bandana. Killing shit again. Killing shit again. Yeah, oh, oh, Bam Bam, yeah,
I'm
a black
bandana,
pull up with a bad bitch,
I'm a black bandana,
always got a black bandana, and I got the joy of the fashion, I got the joy of the fashion, you know I'm good, I'm drinking.
So that's Pat. It's called Bam Bam right here on Monstrous Radio. Make sure you're Googling P-A-X-X, and the track is called Bam Bam, B-A-M-B-A-M. Google it. Look it up on YouTube, SoundCloud, and all social media, and you will find that little young dude. That little young dude got it in when he used to come out there and perform for us. I'm telling you, it's unbelievable. Oh, that dude right there. He only like 90 pounds with a sack of quarters in his pocket, but I'm telling you, he got big flavor when it comes to rocking that stage. Get it? You got yourself
well,
on
right.
mute.
I said, all right.
So what we got coming up on this? Who's bumping who? Who's getting fat? I think we might jump into just one of them, and then we'll go back into our break and breathers, and then we'll come back after that.
All right. Well, you know, we got some R. Kelly drops a 19-minute song called I Admit. Did y'all hear about that?
Oh, shit.
Hear about that?
I heard a little bit. Okay, what else we got?
And then we got Offset is home with Cardi B and Baby after his arrest. We have rapper 9 to keep that dude reportedly kidnapped and beaten in Brooklyn robbery.
Mm-hmm.
We have Ryan Lockett. I don't know if y'all know who he is, but y'all know I gotta get my sports in there. Busted for breaking the anti-doping rules after snitching on himself. And then we got some Nick Cannon.
Oh, shit. Okay, so we got some heat in there. We got some heat. Like I said, we're going to get into just one. Let's see. What one? You know what? Let's just go ahead and get his ass out the way. Let's just go ahead and get Kale's ass out the way. Come on, what is this thing they talking about with the Kale's, how long is it?
Okay, so it's a 19-minute song, and he admits addressing pedophile and sex slave accusations. The R&B singer says he was molested by a family member, I told you, from the ages 7 to 14. R. Kelly might want some fresh legal advice because R&B singer released a 19-minute track saying I admit on Monday, which includes chorus I admit it, I did it, covers the accusations that Kelly kidnapped women and held them as sex slaves and that he slept with underage women, girls. Today is the day you've been waiting for. Kelly wrote on Instagram, directing followers to the same SoundCloud link you can find towards the bottom of the post. Before even that, you can read some of the lyrics. Let me read some of the lyrics. I admit I effed with all the ladies. He sang at one point, old and young ladies, but tell me how they call it pedophile because that stuff, that's crazy. You may have your opinions, entitled to your opinions, but really am I supposed to go to jail or lose my career because of your opinion? I admit I'm not perfect, Kel says later. I never said I was perfect. Saying I'm abusing these women, what the F? That's some absurd shit. They brainwash, really kidnap, really eat, really talk, really sound silly. And then there's this. What's the definition of a cult? What's the definition of a sex slave? Go to the dictionary, look it up, let me know. I'll be waiting here. After numerous points in the lengthy song, yes. After numerous points in the lengthy song, Kelly defends himself against accusations live against him. He is in retrospect at other moments. Much of the legal stuff is lyrically covered with a lack of clarity. Omissions include not going to church, not owning his own music, loving Steve Harvey, and that he is a functioning illiterate. Kelly also says he was molested by a family member from ages 7 to 14.
Wow. Okay. And he did this in a song? Or
he
is he just talking? Is this an instrumental? Or is he singing?
He did it in a song.
Okay. You're going to have to put that link in that MyStars page so I can go see it. Because I was like, when I first heard about it, I was like, they were like, R. Kelly done dropped a 19-minute song. I said, 19-minute song? This ain't no funk album from the 70s. What the hell? 19 minutes? Ain't no jam session. We don't do that no more. You did? No. So, all right. Let me get to some more music. Then we're going to come back with you some more who's bumping who and who's getting fat. Because, oh, man, I don't know what to tell you on that one. Hey, it is what it is. So check it out. On the Hometown Talent Tip, if you guys don't know, coming up July 25th, if I'm not mistaken, that's this Wednesday night, Scarface is coming to the Twin Cities. Now, it's hosted by Peter Parker and Minnesota Fat. This next guy I'm going to play coming up next, this dude right here, I'm telling y'all, Minnesota, if y'all ain't standing behind nobody, y'all need to stand with this dude right here. This is OG Grip. This is called Arm Baby. Matter of fact, this has got him, Cookie Monroe, and Minnesota Fats on it. Let's get it. Monsters Radio Live. We're taking care of the home first. Tonight.
TL on the bass. On bass.
Let's get it. Let's go. Enjoy.
That they never pay dues. Lucky lefty, but a nigga alright. Y'all niggas can't win, cause a nigga won't lose. Hell yeah, I've been in this mall all damn day, trying to find me something that'll match these truths. Them Versace's look real damn nice. That's 1200 on them shoes. You know I got that bang on me. I'm the first killer that I trust. Whole squad in here just lurking, wishing that somebody run up. Everybody wanna be a hitter, but these new ass hitters ain't got no aim. So this baby's getting popped, grandmother's getting killed. Yeah, the shit done changed. You niggas ain't squad. Fuckers ain't plugged with the mob. Don't get co-signed by OG. No, y'all ain't on your job. Too concerned with the next man pocket. Can't focus on getting your cash. So you thinking that nigga's a target. But he thinking about killing your ass. Big homie don't play game. Rich nigga, he been had change. Been took that, chopped that, flipped that, caught that case. Didn't sense no change. On me, I ain't take no plug. Run off, I just get my own. Won't see me in no club, less his ass in titties, and they about to get shown on bass.
My face on a PL, that check don't clear, and I put that on bass. Screaming, fuck you, pay me what I've been on lately, and I put that on bass. Always keep a clock, and I love it like a lot, and I put that on bass. Like it or not, you gon' catch it to the top, and I put that on bass. And I put that on bass.
Get your ass rolled in the mud. Me and my team in the flood. On the G, on Crip, on blood. Get superhero love in the hood. But still keep my chopper in my slip. Oh, bad. Playing worldwide with a strip. Oh, bad. And I ain't no slouch to the kitchen. Oh, bad. If I say I'ma hit him, I'ma hit him.
I'ma hit him.
Point blank, bitch, you don't miss. Hit him, miss, but no miss.
Oh, bad.
Slow head on night, no kiss.
Oh, bad.
My neck, my wrist, they clip.
Oh, bad.
You keep asking questions, you fish.
Oh,
bad yellow bitch with a stick. Smelling like a pound, but I'm looking like a brick. Whole hood cheering, cause a nigga got a hit. Pipes went up to been paying for the dick.
Oh, bad.
And I won't stop scoring. It beat me, jumped out my floor. These hopper grams ain't never been worn. With some thick like she hopped out of floor.
Oh, bad.
My shooters got shooters.
Oh, shooters.
Real block barracudas.
Fans
watching my computers. Nigga, where the Dutch proof?
All
my shooters got shooters.
Got shooters.
Real block barracudas. Fans watching my computer. Nigga, where the Dutch proof?
Where the Dutch proof?
My face with a PL, that check don't clear. And I put that all back. Do the fuck you pay me when I pay? And I put that on baby. Like it or not, you gon' catch it to the top. And I put that on baby. And I put that on baby. And I put that on baby. And I put that on baby.
OG Griff.
Can I put it on back?
Right there.
I put
yeah.
it on back.
Put it on, baby. Get in. So, all right, y'all. All right, we're going to bring it back. We're going to bring it back. You know what? Wait. We're going to bring it back right after this.
And this is a monstrous radio public service announcement. Hey, fellas, we got to stop being so hard on these girls with the bad feet. That's right, I said it, girls with bad feet. Yeah, her feet look like two flat footballs trying to flick you off, but it is what it is. We gotta start using these girls to our advantage. Shit, you got hardwood floors and you got that little nail up that catches your sock every morning? Hey, she can come into the crib and knock that down for you. You got some carpet with the loose carpet in the middle of the room. She'll come over and knock that out. You dig? So we gotta start using these girls to our advantage. Let's stop being so disrespectful. Yeah, her feet smell like two monkey soup from the Mup Water Collection. But that's not that bad.
No.
Just make her sleep with her feet out the window.
Ooh,
hey, you got that bolt on your carburetor that ain't coming off for the past 6 weeks.
Damn it.
Hey, girl, go on, stick your feet in there.
Yeah.
Go on, twist your knuckles. No, bitch, make a fist. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about, baby. I love you. See, you can always use a girl with some bad feet to your advantage. So when you got a girl with the hammer toes, exploit her ass. You dig? And that's a public service announcement for Monstrous Radio. You dig? Cacao, cacao.
So, all right, so hey, y'all, I forgot to give y'all the rest of the information. The Scarface event, it looks like it says the Face Mob Experience. It's 21 plus. It is July 25th, p.m., $40 GA, $35 download with the My Music app. My Music app. And it's going to be at the Caboose. The Caboose is at 913 Cedar Avenue, South Minneapolis, Minnesota. 55404 if you want to put that in your GPS. Again, it's hosted by Peter Parker and Minnesota Fats. Also performing will be Modern Day Hippies, Dutch Luger, OG Grip, and more. So make sure y'all check that out. And if y'all get a chance to get close to any of them, let them know, hey, homie, I heard this show was from Monstrous Radio as I stumbled through that too. So what else we got over here? Let me get you some background music on this Who's Bumping Who, Who's Getting Fat. So, who else is we going to be talking about tonight?
All right, we're going to talk about Offset. All right, so y'all know Offset. He's part of, what's
Migos.
My name?
The Migos.
And he was arrested, okay, now, y'all, after a traffic stop. Now, listen, we all know them traffic stops can go bad. But his went all bad. So, in Atlanta on Friday last week afternoon, he was arrested and posted bond for $17,000. He went to jail. His 2004 Porsche was pulled over for an improper lane change. officers smelled marijuana, and during the search, he discovered three handguns, less than an ounce of marijuana, and more than $107,000 in cash. And his passenger and bodyguard were both arrested. He was charged with an improper lane change, marijuana possession, possession of a weapon by a convicted felon, and possession of a weapon during the commencement of a crime. I don't know what crime he was doing, but okay. He has been released on bond. The Clayton County attorney confirmed his arrest and is filing with the court. They're very concerned about the case, about Cardi and the baby after his arrest. Of course, his new baby is top priority, as well as his other children, he said. Offset was arrested in 2016 for driving with a suspended license in Atlanta and spent time in jail in 2015 after being arrested on a drug and gun charge then.
Well,
him to,
right. Well, the big threat to him is, if I'm not mistaken, he already got felonies, and he can't be around no guns and stuff like that at all. You dig? What they're trying to, only thing I can think of, because, you know, them charges be petty. Sometimes these charges be petty. It's petty as a 8-year-old girl. You dig? I'm just saying, nothing against you 8-year-old girls out there. Y'all probably like, we don't even do that bullshit, E. But I'm just saying, when they talking about all this while committing a crime, when the crime was, as they say, an illegal lane change, because he didn't use his blinker. That's what this is all about, because he didn't use his blinker. Now, he don't give a big shout-out to his lawyer, because, you know, obviously he's out. But, you know, obviously his lawyer is saying, you know, he's not guilty of any of these charges. The only gun that was in the vehicle was that of the bodyguards. Now, I don't know how they're going to explain $107,000. But
it was his. I mean, he's amigo.
Right. Yeah, I guess it ain't. I mean, is it against the law to have that much money on you?
No.
I know it's against the law probably to travel with it. I think you can only have so much that you don't register. But
he's in his personal car. You cannot say what I can have in my personal vehicle.
Unless it's illegal drugs.
Unless it's some marijuana, which was only an ounce. So, I mean, they're talking about, you know, the legal limit of marijuana use anyway or carrying. So he wasn't high. They didn't say he was driving high. So they didn't give him a ticket for under the influence. So
what are we
arresting? What are we,
right.
I get it, honestly, for the gun.
I
get that.
I don't even think really for the the marijuana, because if they said they just found like an ounce, if I'm not mistaken, that's ticket material. They just give you a ticket violation and let you go.
Mm-hmm. Well, they should have, but you know, when they see it's a rapper, they want to make it a mockery out of them and say, hey, I'm making a point with you. I'm going to make you feel like you're everybody else. But usually if they were probably white, they wouldn't have had these charges like this. But I'm not going to, you know, go ahead and – but for real. But this is what they do to make a point to say, hey, y'all need to keep clean. I get with the guns. I get with, you know, that. You know, he know better than that. But come on.
Yeah. Well, they wouldn't have messed with him if he had his other two amigos. Don't nobody mess with the three amigos. Don't nobody mess with the that was corny, wasn't it? So, all right, what else we got?
All right. Oh, I'm going to let that go. Rapper, is it Tekashi?
Tekashi.
6'9". He was reportedly kidnapped. Hey, you said it. Was beaten. Yeah. So, on Sunday, 6'9". Dropped his new musical collaboration with Nicki Minaj. A matter of hours later, the rapper was given name is Daniel Hernandez, was reportedly kidnapped, pistol whipped, and robbed, according to Associated Press. The New York Police Department confirmed the Brooklyn-born rapper visited the police station, saying that he was a passenger in a car around 4 a.m. with three men reportedly emerged from a second car, forced the rapper into their car, and robbed him of undisclosed amount of jewelry. The rapper subsequently became uncooperative after filing his police report and was later admitted to the hospital. Of course, TMZ, three men pistol whipped him until he lost consciousness before taking him into their car, driving the rapper to his home, and eventually making off with approximately $750,000 in jewelry and $20,000 in cash. TMZ also posted a photo of the rapper in a hospital bed with visible bruises to his face. It sounds crazy. Yesterday morning, he felt like he was going to die. May God strike me dead if I'm lying. The Gumo rapper posted on Instagram, along with photos of fellow rapper Extension. Nothing materialistic is more important than life. I live to see another day. I get to see my daughter another day. No hate charge is to the street. So, yeah.
Well, you know what they're calling them right now, right? The little boy they call Wolf. Because they always said some other stuff before, and now they're saying now that something really happened, now everybody's like, eh, okay, really? Wow. I mean, I wish them the best. I don't wish no malice like that upon nobody.
Not at all.
But if he's known for kind of like faking shit, I mean, to be pistol whipped, he didn't really look all that. He didn't look all that Quasimodo to me. That's what I'm going to call it. You know what I mean? He didn't look all that Quasimodo to me. Looked like someone might have stuck him one time, stole on him or something, but I don't know. Maybe they took the good side. I don't know. But I'm not trying to downplay it. If it happened, then you know what I mean? It's a blessing he made it through. Because they said his wife and his kid was at the crib when they came in. Yeah, they had two guys went inside. One guy had him outside the crib, and the other two dudes went in, got what they had to get. His kid and the wife or girlfriend, whoever she is, she was in. They were in the house when it happened.
Wow.
Because they said initially what happened when they pulled up, they started beating him, and then he passed out. That's how they ended up kidnapping him. That's how they ended up grabbing him, driving off with him.
Wow.
And then at some point, he jumped out the car and jumped in somebody else's car. Pleading to help him, and then at some other point, the person in that car kicked him out at some intersection, and then wham, it went on from there.
Safe, my brother.
Yeah.
Be safe.
Right. So, all right. Else we got over there? Gossip
so
lifestyle.
Ryan Lochte, we go on. Ryan Lochte busted by anti-doping agency after snitching on himself. Ryan Lochte, he's a professional swimmer. He found himself in hot water again. This time, the Olympian has been busted for violating the U.S. anti-doping agency rules, and he basically snitched on himself. Lochte, who was part of the Team USA swim team, infamous gas station incident, 2016 in Games of Rio, where they were caught clowning there, wasn't popped for using a banned drug, but he received an IV treatment illegally. But here's the crazy part. Lochte reported led the USDA right to the investigation by posting a pic, the IV treatment, alongside his wife on Instagram back in May. He even included the caption, athletic recovery with some IV drip. The post was later deleted. Lockie's punishment officially begins on the 24th and will be suspended until July 29th. So he was taking some drugs he wasn't supposed to.
Now imagine all them likes he was trying to get, and he got the one not like he did not want to get. Get it? Something to think
and
about.
And that was
people.
His job. So be careful what you post. Be careful what you
right.
put up there, because your employees do follow your Instagram, Facebook, and all that. They want to see who you mm-hmm. are and do how you represent off from the job. They really do. They want to know, can I? And can you represent the company if they have to send you somewhere? So be careful.
Right.
So
right.
Mr. Nick Cannon reveals he has a ginormous penis and he likes being a side nigga. Oh, God.
Awkward.
No. Here we
awkward.
So Nick Cannon took a break from filming Wildin' Out to hop on Hollywood's Unlocked podcast, and he's revealing himself to be a true gigolo. Nick says in an interview that he doesn't believe monogamy is natural, and he's well aware of that lot lots of men in the industry dislike him because he slept with their girlfriend. Like a true feminist, Nick thinks these angry men can't really take ownership of sexually free chicks. Nick also confirms rumors he's well endowed after chatter from the women on the cast about it. Jason Lee, who is featured on Wildin' Out this season, says women from the cast were talking about his huge penis. Comedian B. Simone asked how many inches is his school long is. Nick also confirmed that he slept with more than two Wildin' Out girls after Simone asked him about the twins. And he said, out of respect, he's not going to name names. He said, also, coined himself a super proud side nigga at the 40.3 mark. So, he enjoys being a side nigga and messing with a whole bunch of chicks. And there you have it with the who's bumping who, who's getting fat news for today.
Wow. I could be wrong, but what I hear is a man still heartbroken over Mariah. That's what I hear. I hear a man still heartbroken over Mariah. And it is what it is. Okay. Okay. I can't speak up on that. What do you say to something like that? Okay. You say gigolo. I say thot. It is. Okay. Oof. That's one way to end that one. Okay, so let's see. Do we got some more music?
And there you have it. But who's bumping who? Who's getting fat?
Matter of fact, here's something that I do want to talk about, something we can talk about, saying that, you know, we probably only got about 13 minutes left in the show. So, I can play some music, but hey, let's talk about something real right now. You know what I mean? Like, something that really affects the city, the Twin City scene, when it comes to all genres of music. What are we going to do to combat the malice that is happening on our music scenes right now? You remember what happened before? At one point, we had a nice renaissance, meaning everybody was throwing shows. You can throw your own show. You can make some money. People used to come out in droves. They used to buy up your CDs. Everybody used to have a great time. Then it got to a point where it seemed to be dangerous to go to some environment. That's when the city of Minneapolis started making no hip-hop shows downtown. It started getting tight. It got real tight on us, real, real tight. And they kind of loosened up a little bit. People started doing some shows. Some things became successful, so on and so forth. Now, with all the stuff going on now, I'm not saying these are all related just because of they're outside of venues and events. But, I mean, what are we going to do as a music scene? And, I mean, this is something other cities should be thinking about as well. When you start to see shootings and stuff like that happening outside of the clubs, it affects the scene because it makes people scared to come out. What are we going to do to make people feel comfortable to get the people to continue to come out to the events? Because it's going to affect, whether people like it or not, it's going to start to affect the scene. People are going to stop making money. People are going to stop throwing events. And our music scene eternally is not going to be what it should be, where we can sustain our own. So that's one of the things I want to talk about. So, I mean, from what you've seen, I mean, how do you feel about our music scene right now? Out of the blue topic, you know what I mean? That's something people kind of should marinate on a little bit. Maybe we should bring that back for Comic Cafe or something. But what do you think about what I just said? I mean, is it something we should be addressing?
Absolutely. The music is being affected because your people are not there. If you have no people, you have no revenue, you have nothing, no one to listen to your music. The safety always makes you be like, dang, how can I be different? How can I assure that if you come out and see me, there ain't going to be no drama? And that's the assurance that is missing when we do stuff, whether it's in the park, whether it's in a club, whether it's anywhere. The safety nowadays is compromised. So the question is, how are we as people who frequent different places going to say, okay, enough is enough? And how can we stand and say, if we don't stand and say enough is enough, then there ain't going to be nowhere to party. We're going to have to open it up and party at the crib, or open up and party, you know, with people you know, or with family only. And hopefully, or it's going to go on the internet. That's going to take over. You're going to have to find different ways to invest your music.
Right.
You're going to, or play your music.
Right.
You're going to have to be creative. You're going to have to go back to music pods and radio stations like this, or you ain't going to be able to go out and have the fun that you were so used to doing because it's so unsafe, like literally unsafe. And so when are our lives going to matter? And then once you figure that out, when can we bring the fun and the entertainment back that makes you feel safe? Because I think the black community is the only ones that don't have a state. I mean, I see white people all day doing that Pokemon stuff, and they ain't messed with, or and they ain't had a fight, they ain't had a shooting, they ain't had a nothing. But they Pokemon all day. We saw an event,
right.
we have something, we shooting each other down. When are we going to say, okay, enough is enough? When are we going to appreciate black lives? When our lives going to matter to everybody?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we might have to bring this one back up on Comedy Cafe or something. All right, so I guess we do got to take our breather. And matter of fact, this right here is a push artist. He goes by the name of Elijah J. This is featuring Koi. It's called Release. Something hot, something new, right here on Monsters Radio Live with the underground artists above ground, and they making Quakes play.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Need a release, ay. Said, need a release, ay. Yeah, yeah. Do it like this, ay.
Came in here broke, yes, I.
Came in here to drink,
yes, I.
Came in here to coke,
yes, I.
Don't wanna think,
yes, I.
Don't give a
girl, I just
need a release, need a release, need a release.
Yes, I
came in here broke.
Yes, I
came in to drink.
Yes, I
came in to coke.
Yes, I
don't wanna think.
Yes, I
don't give a
girl, I just
need a release, need a release.
I've been picking up a zest in me, but I'd be damned if I let them see. Always keep it like this tight, no up and testing me. They hate it, gets the best of me. Always weighing me down, quicksand on the ground, yeah. So I'ma block the pain, my issues. Cause there's money to be made, what's the issue? So I'ma drink this tonight, hit this lick and get hurt. Give a f*** about what you say, oh how I felt when I was with you.
Came in here broke,
yes I.
Came in to drink,
oh, yes I.
Came in to coke,
yes I.
Don't wanna think,
yes I.
Don't give a f***,
girl I just
need a release, need a release, need a release. Came in here broke,
yes I.
Came in to drink,
yes I.
Came in to cold,
yes I.
Don't wanna think,
yes I.
Don't give a
girl, I just
need a release,
no.
Need
yeah,
a release.
I've been feeling like a shell lately. I ain't been feeling like myself, baby. Ain't no high, it's just crash, but fucking hate it gets the best of me. Always weighing me down, quicksand on the ground now. I'ma block the pain, my issues. Cause there's money to be made, what's the issue? So I'ma drink this tonight, hit this lick and get paid. Give a f*** about what you say, oh how I felt, cause I still love you.
Came in here broke,
yes I.
Came in to drink,
hey, yes I.
Came in to coke,
yes I.
Don't wanna think,
yes I.
Don't give a f***,
girl I just
need a release.
Need a
release, need a release.
Yes, I hate
me, you're broke.
Yes, I
hate me to drink.
Yes, I
hate me to coke.
Yes, I
don't want to think.
Yes, I
don't give a
girl, I just
need a release.
Need a
release.
Keep it to myself. They don't want to see me. Don't know that I be gone. Keep it to myself and hope that it don't kill me. Cause I be going through.
Lost, lost, lost. Lost in my thoughts, okay. Cough, 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 cough all my thoughts away.
Pops told me, hold your head. Ma told me, it's okay. Girl said you broke my heart. World said you really changed. I really did. I got the pressure of a man when I'm just a kid. Problems that I always hid. Problems that I should face, but should. It's some different sh- good if you with the sh- good if you different than all these other snakes in the grass shedding different skin. Ever since a slave, I've been plagued with depression. Ever since I prayed, I've been playing with progression. But I'm still afraid of the change I'm addressing. Never get it back like this, but I sure can't try. Coy way too fly, say otherwise you a damn lie. Even though I'm in the skies, always gotta wear these skies. Yeah. It's the pain that I hide. Yeah. Sorry mama, I tried.
Yes, I came in here broke. Yes, I came here to drink. Yes, I came here to smoke. Yes, I don't wanna think. Yes, I need a release. Need a release. Need a release. I just
came in here broke.
I just need to
came here to drink.
I'm calling in on 2327 now.
Hello?
Hi, E-Monster.
What's good?
Taryn don't know why I'm on calling off of hers instead. She didn't know I was, it was echoing, and that's why it sounded weird. Because I was on mine, too.
Oh, okay. Hi. So
that's
what's good? Hi.
Yeah?
How you doing?
Good. I got the job.
Oh, you did? Congratulations. That's
yep, you
up.
Know what it, you already know what it is because I already posted it on Facebook already, really.
Right, but still, I didn't get a chance to say verbally congratulations, you know. I wish you,
yeah.
You know, cheered you on your page, but okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So how you feel about you getting your new job?
And it's a little bit kind of, it seems kind of different right now, but I'm starting this coming Thursday morning at 10 with my John Oliver is going to be with me at Equitrips, so, which you already know
okay.
Because I posted on Facebook, so that's why I said that, because that most everyone knows.
right. Okay. So did you have a good weekend?
Yeah. As what?
Did you have a good weekend?
Yeah, I went to the Luke Bryan show on Saturday with my Aunt Janine. Country concert.
Where?
Luke Bryan concert at the Target Field. He's a country singer.
Oh, okay. I was like, who?
Yep. Remember what I told you before about the... Because I tell you whatever, which concerts I'm going to.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But
right.
Janine told me that she didn't like that. She said that her and I liked it, but she didn't like that. We were in the bathroom and like people were like smoking pot and smoking like cigarettes and stuff, and then we heard the security person tell them to get out and stuff, but they were still smoking in the bathroom.
Oh, at the country side?
I think because they were drunk too.
That?
So there were some drunk people there.
Oh wow. Okay. Well, we got about 40 seconds left in the show. So, all right, anything else you want to put out there? Anything else you want to say?
About what? Oh, for the, from the concert? Or?
Yeah.
Or my sweater that you did.
Oh, okay. Did you like it?
Yep, it has some bling on it. Yep, I like it. It has some bling on it. This time, compared to my first one. Hey, you.
Right. Yes, you had to decide which one was I going to do, and I was like, you know what? Why do one? I can do them both.
And I told Kieran I should have done the first one, had you do the first one like that to have some bling on it with glitter, but I didn't think of it
right.
Until... You finally did it.
Yeah. Well,
on the
yeah.
Second one of my
yeah.
Other one. Mm-hmm. The new one, I meant. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Which I think you have that one on Facebook, don't you?
Which one?
The pink and black one. I thought I saw you have
it on
Facebook.
It on
I
Facebook.
Saw you have
it. Yeah, I put
mm-hmm.
it up there. Yeah, I put it up there.
But yeah, I wasn't sure if you...
Yeah.
And then,
yeah,
I'm still looking forward to that other thing. I don't know if you have those T-shirts or not, but...
Right, the glow-in-the-dark
one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to check them and see.
I like that. I don't know if you have any of that large... Huh?
Okay. So I can always check and see. But we're at the end of the show now,
yeah.
So we got to
yeah.
go.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
I was just asking you, but I wasn't sure. You said you were to let me know about that glow-in-the-dark one, but I didn't hear from you yet, so I was just making sure with you
right, know, yeah.
what you found
yeah.
out.
I hadn't checked that. Yeah, yeah. That's
yeah.
why I said I'll let you know when I find out. So,
but
okay,
yeah, maybe you can let me know tomorrow
about
or something.
On the radio. All right, but that's not stuff we talk
yep.
about on the radio. So, all right, we're going to end Monstrous Monday.
Yes.
All you guys have a great night.
Mm-hmm.
Tune in tomorrow for Takeover Tuesday, where it's the only night of the week where you, the author, the listener, the actor, the musician, whatever you do, you can call in and take over the show. So, all right. On my way up out of here, I'm going to play this right here. This is promo for the radio, so I hope y'all have a great night. I probably should turn it up, though, huh?
Remix to my place. Remix. I had to do it. So check it out. This is for the band. Monstrous Radio. Y'all ready? You dig?